Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Turn the Ship Around, A True Story of Turning Followers into Leaders, by L. David Marquet presents a riveting account of leadership transformation within the confines of the U.S. Navy's nuclear submarine, the USS Santa Fe. Marquet, a former submarine captain, chronicles his journey from traditional command and control leadership to a revolutionary approach that turned the lowest-performing submarine into a benchmark of success. By challenging the conventional leadership model and empowering his crew to become leaders themselves, Marquet provides a compelling testament to the power of reimagining leadership roles and responsibilities. The book is not just a narrative of naval success, but a guide that offers insights into implementing leadership principles in various organizations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, empowerment at every level. Marquet introduces the concept of leader-leader model as opposed to the leader-follower model, emphasizing empowerment at every level of the organization. The core of this approach is about giving members at all levels the authority to make decisions. This empowerment leads to increased initiative, creativity, and motivation. Marquet details how this approach was applied on the USS Santa Fe, leading to significant improvements in operational effectiveness and morale. The crew members, who were used to being told what to do, began taking responsibility, fostering a culture of ownership and accountability. This shift not only improved the submarine's performance, but also developed the leadership skills of each crew member. Secondly, creating a climate of trust. Trust stands as a foundational pillar in Marquet's transformational leadership strategy. He argues that for empowerment to be effective, leaders must trust their subordinates' decision-making capabilities. Building a climate of trust involves transparent communication, showing vulnerability as a leader, and being open to feedback. On the USS Santa Fe, Marquet demonstrated trust by allowing crew members to make critical decisions, sometimes even overriding his own orders. This did not mean a lack of accountability, but rather a commitment to supporting decisions and providing guidance. The strategy necessitated a profound shift from micromanagement to macro leadership, emphasizing the importance of each team member's role in the vessel's success. Thirdly, technical competence. Another vital theme in the book is the emphasis on technical competence. Marquet illustrates that for the leader-leader model to work effectively, everyone must fully understand their role and the technical aspects of their tasks. The rationale is straightforward. Empowerment without competence can lead to chaos. Therefore, the USS Santa Fe implemented rigorous training programs, ensuring that every crew member was not only familiar with their duties, but also had a deep understanding of the submarine's operations as a whole. This approach reduced reliance on a single leader and distributed knowledge throughout the crew, leading to more informed decision-making and a greater capacity for innovation. Fourthly, challenging the status quo, Marquet did not accept the traditional submarine command structure. Instead, he sought to revolutionize it. This focus on challenging the status quo is a key learning point for readers. The book captures his methodical approach to questioning and eventually changing entrenched practices that were not serving their purpose. By implementing the leader-leader model, Marquet managed to disrupt the prevailing leadership paradigm within the naval hierarchy, demonstrating that high performance is achievable through empowerment and innovation. His story serves as a powerful example for leaders in any organization to critically evaluate and, if necessary, reinvent their leadership practices. Lastly, iterative learning and continuous improvement. Marquet emphasizes the importance of iterative learning and continuous improvement within the framework of leadership. He believes in the power of reflecting on actions and outcomes to spur personal and organizational growth. The USS Santa Fe thrived under a culture of learning, where mistakes were not punished, but seen as opportunities for improvement. This mindset encouraged experimentation and a willingness to try new things, leading to breakthroughs in operational efficiency and crew satisfaction. Marquet's narrative reinforces the concept that organizations that prioritize learning and adaptability are more resilient and better equipped to face challenges. In conclusion, Turn the Ship Around is a must-read for anyone interested in leadership, whether they are stepping into their first supervisory role or leading a large organization. L. David Marquet offers a refreshing perspective on leadership that contradicts conventional wisdom, making a compelling case for why the leader-leader model is superior to the leader-follower model. The principles outlined in the book are universally applicable, offering valuable lessons for fostering a culture of empowerment, trust, and innovation. By reading this book, individuals can learn to cultivate leadership at every level of their organization, significantly enhancing its overall performance and adaptability. Marquette's story demonstrates that true leadership is about creating more leaders, not followers. This book is an invaluable resource for those seeking to inspire and equip their teams to achieve their fullest potential. If you would like to support L. David Marquette, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.